نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are basing our discussion on the sermon number 147 in Nahjul Balagha, and this sermon basically has certain guidances on how the Islamic Ummah is supposed to be, how it is supposed to carry itself, what type of tenets and principle it has to follow, and what are those principles that govern it. These are certain discussions that are present in this sermon. Of course, we reach this section where Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying, or where Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahjul Balagha, بقرآن قد بينه وأحكمه ليعلم العباد ربهم إذا جهلوه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides people through the Prophet, and the Prophet guides them through the Quran. Through the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear and which He has made firm. And of course, he goes on to explain the characteristics of the Quran and what they are. Until here he says, فَتَجَلَّى سُبْحَانَهُ لَهُمْ فِي كِتَابِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested himself in the book. That means through the Quran you come to know God. Through the Quran you get in touch with God. Of course, when you say that you get in touch with God, he explains, it's not like you see God, but rather it is because of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Quran with regards to His own existence and with regards to His own characteristics and His names and His qualities.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, as you notice, Imam Ali alayhi salam says here, مِنَ غَيْرِ أَن يَكُونُوا رَأَوْهُ. It is not that when a person gets in touch with the Qur'an, he sees God with the material eyes. No, the material eyes cannot see God. But a person gets an understanding of who God is with his intellect. Not only that, but further than that, through the Qur'an, a person's heart becomes enlightened regarding God. بِمَا أَرَاهُمْ مِنْ قُدْرَتِهِ. So when a person reads the Qur'an, he actually witnesses the power of God. by listening to those verses, by reading those verses where Allah's power is shown, where Allah's punishment has been explained. So all of these, through all of these ways, a person is able to know God, is able to get in touch with God. And of course, the Quran is Hablullah. Hablullah means it's the rope of God. Rope of God, it's not a physical rope that comes from the sky, let's say, in a physical form. Rather, it means that this Quran is such that when a person interacts with it at different levels, a person comes to know God step by step. So those steps are, they keep on going higher and higher and higher until they reach God. So it's like a rope. So when a person kind of gets in touch with the Quran, contemplates on it and acts according to it, the Quran begins to interact with him and create an effect within him also, creates the spiritual imprint in his heart. And that person is able to then interact with the Quran at an even higher level. And this this continues and continues till a person reaches the highest levels of perfection. Of course, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is the one who reached the highest possible level of human perfection. But the other human beings also have been given this opportunity. And that is the meaning of Hablullah, that the perfections slowly manifest themselves and a person is able to interact with the Quran in a deeper and deeper manner. This is the meaning of Tajallallahu. قَدْ تَجَلَّ اللَّهُ فِي كَلَامِهِ or فِي كِتَابِهِ.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested himself in the book, it means that when a person listens to the verses of the Quran that talk about his punishment, that talk about how the previous communities were destroyed and defeated and how the vengeance of God overcame them, a person who is smart, a person who is clever, a person who is concerned about his perfection, when he reads these verses, he immediately avoids those things that led to the previous generations into destruction. And that makes him perform good things, gives him the energy and the strength to do the right things and stay away from evil, stay away from sins and oppression especially. When a person does so, he now gets in touch with that verse of the Quran, with those teachings of the Quran. Those teachings begin to manifest inside. And that is why there are narrations that say that when a person, a young person, interacts with the Quran becomes his flesh and his blood. You see? Rather, it unites with his existence. So now this unison with the existence of the Quran is also a gradual and step-by-step process, which is also something that has levels and stages. The more a person gets in touch with the Quran, the more it mixes with his flesh and blood, and the more a person is able to manifest the various names and attributes of God. And as he manifests the attributes of God in him, just like the Quran manifests the attributes of God, that's how a person becomes closer and closer to God. And that is the meaning of the Quran being the rope of God, meaning that a person through this rope, as he climbs it, as he gets hold on it, hold to it one after the other, comes closer and closer, gets higher and higher in his awareness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until he becomes one who is able to witness the glory and might and beauty of God through the Quran. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we become a community and a society that is able to interact with the Quran in this way. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه